Okay, so I have on the line Mr. Appiah. If you could actually give me your full name, sir. Dr. Lawrence Appiah. I'm sorry for beating down your designation. You're actually a doctor. So there's this piece going, making the rounds on social media, where you draw attention to a certain horn that Reverend Owusu Bempa is purported to have given to the president, Nana Akufo-Addo, and also to a white handkerchief that you say he ties around his wrist. Can you first of all give us an overview of where this whole thing is coming from?
Well, I don't know, but it's all over the world. When Nana Akufo-Addo won the 2016 presidential election, so the first church, to the best of my knowledge, the first church we visited was the church of Reverend Owusu Bempa, who Owusu Bempa has claimed that he's the spiritual father of Nana Akufo-Addo, the president. So, Nana Akufo-Addo, the president, first visited the church of Reverend Owusu Bempa. And in that church, the pastor or the overseer of the church, I think it's Glorious something church, I don't remember the name of the church. And the overseer of that church, or the founder of that church, who is the Reverend Owusu Bempa, gave Nana Akufo-Addo a horn. And I think he said that any time that Nana Akufo-Addo is having some difficulties thinking or something, he should look up onto the horn, or some nasty interpretation that he gave to Nana Akufo-Addo. And Nana Akufo-Addo accepted the horn. And as a matter of fact, just evening that the horn was presented to Nana Akufo-Addo, 20 children mysteriously died at the Kintampo waterfall. And since that time, Ghana has not been peace. But we'll come back to it. But you just want me to give an overview. And that subsequent to what has been happening in Ghana, some of them think that those things, those mysterious deaths, those mysterious accidents, those mysterious shed of blood, we are looking at the spiritual side of it. I am looking at the spiritual side of it. Some people are looking at the physical, that oh, our roads are not good, our drivers are speeding and all that kind of stuff. That's also there. That is the physical aspect of it. But I'm looking at the spiritual side of it, and I think the horn that Reverend Owusu gave to Nana Akufo-Addo on that fateful day, that 20 children died in Kintampo, is the cause for the problem.
Okay. So let me ask you, are you a Christian?
Yes.
Okay. Would you happen to be aware of the fact that the horn in the Bible is a symbol? It's a symbol of strength. It's a symbol of, you know, it's symbolic. Don't you think that is the idea behind him giving him that horn?
You are right. The horn in the Bible is a symbol of strength. I think that was what Owusu Bempa told Nana Akufo-Addo, that the horn is a symbol of strength. But some of us, after knowing Reverend Owusu Bempa and knowing some of his prophecies and some of the things he did in Ghana now, we are tempted to believe that he is misinterpreting the use of the horn in the Bible. And he is giving that name in the physical realm, like you and I. He will tell us, oh, the horn is for the strength. The horn is used for the strength. The horn is to protect or to give the strength of the present. But in other words, it is not what it is.
So, I don't know if you have any proof beyond just the suspicion that you have that Reverend Owusu Bempa gave him that thing out of what, some occultic reason, perhaps?
Well, I mean, you can have a lot of evidence from what Owusu Bempa has been doing in China since Anakufo became president and since Anakufo instituted his church and since he gave that on to the president. Like I told you, at least from what we are seeing, what Owusu Bempa is doing, going to radio stations and speaking, hosts and you know, damaging phones and
That is a matter of morality. Yes. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Having landed.
Yeah. Sure. Go ahead.
And doing all that kind of stuff. And this very old Bempa was the one who prophesied that the chief imam would die this year in 2019. And then when there was a backlash, old Bempa, very old Bempa, turned around when the chief imam apologized to him with a cow and said, I mean, things should be left to die. Master, a prophecy is a prophecy that comes from you. You cannot tell me God has spoken to you that a specific somebody will die and then you turn around to and apologize to the person and you want to believe that you are linked to the Almighty God who is in the Bible. You can't prove to me. You see?
I get your point. I get your point. I don't know if you've landed,
so
but...
Some of this is a real factor. I mean, do you see Reverend Otabo, do you see the Reverend Dr. Williams and also all the other pastors in Ghana? Do you see them prophesying and then going back to apologize for the prophecy?
I mean,
can you tell me that God spoke to Reverend Otabo better and again, God would go and apologize to the imam with a cow?
I get what you're saying, but I just don't get the link between that and you know, the because, for instance, you mentioned the accidents. Accidents happen all the time. Under President Mahama, some accidents did happen. Under President Atamels, Kufuor, Rawlings, going all the way back, accidents do happen. And we all know that we've seen some rather bizarre accidents, you know. So for me, I'm looking to see a more concrete evidence between the handkerchief, the horn, and these things.
I even forgot to ask your name.
My name is Kwesi Bakun. Kwesi Bakun.
Oh, Kwesi Bakun.
Yes.
Okay. Kwesi Bakun.
Yes, sir.
You can't get the linkage with the physical eyes. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Accidents happen during President Muhammad's time. Accidents happen during Rawlings' time. Accidents happen during President Atamel's time. But which of these presidents collected a horn from their spiritual fathers?
But you are very much aware, and you mentioned in your piece, you yourself mentioned in your piece that during President Mills' time, people were making similar claims about a certain ring that he was wearing.
Exactly. That is why I also want people to talk about this. The same people who were making fun of President Atamel because he had that hand and because he had a ring in his finger, a cedar, that something has spiritual linkage and that the suffering of the Ghanaian people were linked to the dark hand.
Are you perhaps suggesting that Professor Mills' ring was also an occultic symbol of some sort?
No. You see, you are not getting it. What I'm trying to provoke is the same level of intelligence they used to put Atamel down. The same level of intelligence to talk about the and the ring have regular communications. But when it comes to the man Ufuadu getting or receiving a horn from his spiritual father, Nana Ayi Owusu Reverend Owusu Mepa, and tying a handkerchief around his tubing anytime he wears a new and a very good uniform, you cannot also talk about that.
Okay. So if I get what you're saying, then you're trying to nullify that idea rather than to suggest that it's actually an occultic thing. Because from what you're saying, you're trying to provoke Ghanaians to think that Atamelsi's ring was not necessarily an occultic symbol in the same way as President Akufo-Addo's horn is not occultic. Am I right in saying that?
No, you are saying it. What I am trying to say is that those people who believe that Atamelsi's dark hands and the ring was occulted, those same people also believe that the Nana Akufo-Addo's horn and the handkerchief is also occulted.
Okay. All right. And then you also mentioned the handkerchief. What is wrong with tying a handkerchief around your wrist?
Say it again.
You mentioned also that the president ties a white handkerchief around his wrist.
Yeah.
I'm asking what you find wrong with that.
Oh, I mean, is that a good dressing code? You tell me, you dress in the suit and tie handkerchief on your wrist?
I personally don't.
Having handkerchief in pocket, so that if you have to sneeze, or if you have to clear your throat, or if you have to clear your nose, you take the handkerchief out of your pocket to do whatever you want to use it for. Why would someone who dresses a whole president of the Republic of the country dress in suit and tie handkerchief around his wrist? Is that a good dressing code? And when he came to the United Nations, did he see any president dress and tie handkerchief around his wrist? Did he see anybody? What kind of simple dressing is that? And then we allow, Ghanaians allow this to pass. Nobody is even talking that the president of the republic is not dressing properly. Nobody is talking about it. Why would a gentleman, a learned fellow, of the president not put handkerchief in his pocket and uses it whenever he sees it, but rather ties it around his wrist? Is that how a gentleman dresses? Is that how a president dresses to the United Nations?
And you think that is also connected with some kind of occultic?
Let them come and explain. Who dress the president and ties the handkerchief around his wrist? Let them come and explain. Why do you do that? If it is not occulted, let them come and explain why everybody in his right sense of mind would put handkerchief that he would need in his pocket or in her pocket or in her purse and take it out when he needs it or when she needs it. But our president and the only president we have in Ghana now ties a white handkerchief, not even any other type of handkerchief. Not a black handkerchief, not a red handkerchief, not a blue-black handkerchief, not any color of handkerchief, but a white one. Let us come and explain why we dress the president of Ghana that way, with a white handkerchief tied around his wrist. This is what I'm saying. I'm provoking this debate. I just want them to come and tell us why it was good for them to talk about President Mills, but not talk about Nana Akufo-Addo, and why the whole president, who should know better, put a handkerchief in his pocket, would not do it, but rather tie it around his wrist. And the handkerchief he uses to tie around his wrist, he doesn't even use it. He doesn't even, when he's coughing, when he needs water, whenever he's in the public domain, and he's talking, and he's coughing or something like that, he doesn't even use the handkerchief. This is why I said in the answer that initially some of them signs arise wrist were handkerchiefs that he used for his flu or his cold. But it is beginning to have a different purpose. And that is what I want Ganji to find out.
Okay. Okay, you've made your point. Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Lawrence. And we'll get back to you again sometime soon. Thank you.
Yep, definitely. Thank you very much.
All right. Just a point of interest, though. Are you a medical doctor?
No, I'm a book doctor.
Book doctor, okay. All right. In what field, sir?
Accounting.
Accounting. All right. Thank you very much, sir. And you definitely hear from us again.
Definitely.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.